So the topic for today is the din of lavud. We know lavud is a lachalom from Sinai. We saw it a few times in the course of the Masechta. The Gemara here in the Pehama Beit speaks about shiurin v'chatzitin and mechitzin halachalom from Sinai. What are the halachas the most of Sinai associated with mechitzin? The Gemara says in the Vav that there's lavud is one of the halachalom from Sinai. Here, Vav Amud Beis, it's towards the top. Asai Hilchasa Lagud, Lavo, Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma, of course, is a halacha that's specific to the world of Sukkah, but Lavo, it applies in many areas of halacha, as you expect, is a very, very broad topic. I'm not going to be able to discuss everything. I want to discuss the two main questions that exist. When we come to analyze the concept of lavud, but like I said, there's a lot more to discuss. So in terms of the first question I want to discuss, what does this mean that we have a hole in the mechitza? Let's say it's less than three tefachim. So we say it's lavud. Is it that it becomes filled up, or is it that we essentially take the two parts of the mechitza and we bring them closer? So for example, this is our mechitza, 10 tefachim high, but the old 10 tefachim of mechitza, this is only 4 and 4, and here there's a gap of 2 tefachim, so halakhically it's a good mechitza. Why is that? So again, it seems pretty obvious that we assume that it's kilo nismali, that's what we assume, la halakha, but is that so obvious? Meaning, is there possibly another side? Maybe lavud means we bring the two pieces closer to each other. That's what I want to just analyze briefly. Again, the Gemara says explicitly in that Zayin of Beis, Amav Chisam, Revivim, Mechtelas Arba, U'mashu, Ateres V'Sukka, Bishuv Dokin. If a Mechtelas Arba V'mashu, and like we said, the Mechitas be 10 Tvachim high, so you have Arba U'mashu, and this is within less than 3 Tvachim, this is less than 3 Tvachim, to the ground, to the Tchach, so, right, less than 3, less than 3, it's a kosher mechitza. So the Ritva there says in the Gemara, he emphasizes this point. Umashmaitin muchach, source number 2, the kol hekad amin lavud, eno ki'ilu hayasamuch mamash, the eno. It's not as if we pull it to the ground or pull it to the schach, because then you wouldn't be able to say this halacha. If you pull it to the ground, you're going to have a big gap to the schach, or vice versa. If you pull it to the schach, you have a big gap to the ground. Rather, in Cain, Basel Machitza, and the love with Dinok Ilu Sasum, the Zel love which Amr Sukha Katana, the Pachas Vishlosha Ilu Basile Eshur. The love means it's Ilu Sasum. We'll see a little later what that means, but for now, it's clear that there is rejecting the idea of Niskari, the idea that he calls Ilu Haya Samuch Mamish Ve'ena. Likewise, we have a similar halacha when it comes to the schach of the sukkah, right? The schach has to be 7 tefachim wide. Let's say you have only 6 tefachim of schach, and you have 1 tefach of avir. If this is your sukkah, 6 tefachim of schach, 1 schach of avir, what's the halacha? Is the sukkah kosher? Kosher. So that's what Gemara says. The sukkah is like yuches amar aleph, amar abaya, avir shlosha, etc. The sukkah ketana, bekanim havim miyut. If you even have a gap of 3 tefachim, here, you have four, let's say you have, right, 4 tefachim of schach, and you have 3 tefachim of avir. So what do? You put one kind in the middle, and then one piece of schach in the middle, and then it becomes lavud, and the sukkah is kosher. And the Ritva comments earlier in that Dalit, the sugi of chakak, that we all saw already, he makes the same, he has the same lashon. If you look at source number 4, he writes, v'avagav v'chiyamin in v'am, the third line, lavud chashiv sasum, right? It's considered sasum. Midamila kaman avir pakas v'shlosha kasher b'sukkah ketana. He quotes the Gemara of Yichez. Why is it that the sukkah is kasher? Because it's considered sasum. Right? Had it been that you pulled the schach in this direction, so it would be a kapal on this side, right? If all lavud does is that it allows you to ignore the hole by pulling the two sides together, so if you only have four tefachim schach, and you have one cut in the middle of between these three fucking avir, it's not going to help you because it will just pull everything, you'll have a whole other side of the sukkah. So it must be it's kasas. Okay, it doesn't seem to be such a chiddush. We all, I think, probably assume that from day one. But I do want to emphasize that it's not clear that everybody understood it this way. So, for example, if you look back at source number 3, the Gemara Yechesed Aleph, the Gemara the Shaila, the Chokas Tana Amorayin, if you say Lavud Ve'emta, what does that mean? So you have this sukkah that has only four tzvachim of skach, but it has, let's say, two tzvachim on this side, two tzvachim on this side, and in the middle, there's a space. In the middle, there's a space. This is called the Lavud Ve'emta. You say Lavud Ve'emta. That's what I call this Amorayin. So the Gemara says number 3, Hanimilu min atzad, it's clear you say lavud min atzad, like in this example. But if it's the emt, like in this example, pligi bar of achar, ravina charamar adish lavud v'emt, and charamar ain lavud v'emt. So do you say lavud v'emt or not? Why wouldn't you say lavud v'emt? Why wouldn't you say lavud v'emt? Any ideas? When it comes to halakha moshe Sinai, there's always an easy out. Namely?
Yeah,
no. Kach amet. Kach nem rahalacha. Okay, which is essentially what Yonah said to say. We don't know. Kachdam Rala. But if you look at Aruch on there, he makes the following suggestion. He's very happy to see this. I don't totally cop what he's saying, but he's definitely saying something interesting. So this is number 5. Maybe you can help me out. But Yeshua says, Zeh Gufa Pligi Hanech Amurai. This one comes between Rav Ach and Ravina. Whether or not you say Lovim Emsa is totally in this. Ma'a Tam Delovu. The man Damar Yeshua Lovim Emsa. If you hold it work, kasasum is kasasum on the side, it's kasasum in the middle, just the same. Kemosha Sover Gamkin of Chisel El, that's the sign that the Gemara quoted, Dimine Daika Rizvola El came, like the Rizval we just saw before, says that it's kasasum. If it wasn't kasasum, you'd have a problem with your Vachitza. Vachitza is only 4 at a bit. If you pull it to the top, you'll have a hole in the bottom. Pull on the bottom, you'll have a hole in the top. Let's see, it's kasasum. Aval, says the Rosh Hashanah, Hamanda Amar de Ein Lavud Ve'emtas Tvilei, the Hatam's Lavud Mishum de Roin Kilu Usamuch. The Manda Amar will hold, the Ein Lavud Ve'emtas holds, you pull the schach. If you have a hole, you can like pull the two sides. So if it's on the, in the middle, if I pull these two tvachim over here, I still have a problem, because then I'll have a hole on this side. If I pull these in this direction, I have a problem. Whereas he claims, what I don't understand, is you have it on the side, you can pull the dofen into the sukkah, and that's why it's not a problem. That's what he argues. So leave it inside. Again, the third line, verse number 5. The man number in love with the is the atan love who mishum deroy kilu hu samuch the zel shaykh rak min atzad the sham shaykh kare ta dof in the schach aval im hu beemsa eich shaykh vatar shtei chelke schach va dodi dim kein is schach kum in the dof in the other side of the problem va kati ika avi gimel elava the aim of the kare in the dof in gam kein the zel avi kum olavu in the top love don't say you do 2 and 1 meaning don't say that you pull the schach in this direction and then you pull the dof in. That you can't say. So again, the reason I'm a little bit troubled by what he's saying is that he seems, from his understanding, that when you have lavud on the side, it's not that it becomes filled with schach, but it's just that it's kind of like dofen akuma. There's a dofen, you know, moves, which, you know, kind of different than the classic concept of lavud.
Well, besides that, it's just why should it be any better of a help? I mean, if you have the case where you have a four and four and a mashu, so at the time it's close to a wall, but if you pull it, so then you have the same problem.
And how are you going to answer the case of Mechitza? Let's look at that design.
Well, that's
not the answer. Maybe not the answer, it's only Minasad. Minasad, you can say that the Arismitha.
That is
the
answer.
This is
the
answer.
He's saying that was the. No, it's not. So each side is close to a dopen.
No, but you need the inside. You need the.
You don't pull it.
You connect the. That's not a good case. But what is a good case, I think, is that Gemara somewhere else says that if you have, I think, like 3.5 Amos Min Hatzad of dofen,
mm-hmm.
right? But and then you had a little bit of avir,
mm-hmm.
then it's kosher because you'll say lavud from the kosher tzach you have until the
lavud akuma,
and then everything is kosher.
Right.
But if the fee, what though he's saying, would you be able to do that? Because the Dofen Akuma might be considered like that middle ground. Unless you want to say Dofen Akuma is Dofen Mamash.
Yeah, because it's Dofen Mamash. I can get out of it.
Okay.
Anyway, the Maisa, the Orach Haner says it. He says that this Tsar, that Lovewood isn't Nismala, but it's Niskare, the pool exists. It's one of the Deas in the Amorayim. Again, how he works out this exact examples here, it seems to me a bit Zachian.
Did you see anyone give a sorrow? Like why?
Why?
Like, why? Like Mamash, Minhatzad, you can, and in the middle you can't? Or did you think of one?
No, it's a whole separate, I guess, theme. But what I wanted to point out, though, is that the halacha, we do accept this idea of love being samuch in a case where you can't say nismala. So, for example, Tosfos on Daf Yozayin, a second, Amud Aleph, quotes the following case. Now, everybody agrees that if you have, let's say, two tefachim of tzchach potl, it doesn't pass on your sukkah, right? What? How much tzchach potl has to pass on your sukkah?
1,000 tefachim.
Pardon?
1,000 tefachim.
4,000, exactly. So let's say you have two tefachim, and then you have two tefachim of ahir. So is there tziruf, and then you have tzchach kasher here? This is kasher. So you have two tefachim of potl, ahir, and kasher. So can I say lavud between? So we don't say that. You don't say lavud. L'chom are different explanations. But Tosfos wonders, let's say you had two tefachim of tzchach potl. Then you had two tefachim, or even one tefach of avir, and then another two tefachim of tzchach potl. Again, this is potl, avir, and potl. So you have four tefachim of tzchach potl. Just they're not in one plate. You have two tefachim, a little bit of avir, and another two tefachim. So do you say that tziruf in this case?
So Tosfos isn't stopping about this. Source number six, Miu, Hecha de Ika Shnei Tfachim Tzchach Potl, Shnaim Shal Tzchach Potl, Ta'avi Mafik Bineyam, Tfachim Zegimu, Ika Tzfuke, Im Shnei Apsulim Tzachim Arba, Lifso, Esasoka, De Shema Kemen Da Avi Mafik, Le Tzachim Re Shema Kemen De Ein Da Avi Shlosha Mestachim.
Maybe we will say a law in this case. The Prima Gadim picks up on this. It looks in source number seven. And the Prima Gadim argues, it's partial that we're not going to say that you have five tefachim over here of tzchach potl. But since you have two and two, because five would mean they become sasim. Five would mean that the avir becomes sasim. We don't say, you know, lavu l'chom ra v'chule. But here, all you have to do is essentially be miskaris. You have to, like, you know, kind of ignore the space. Be miskaris the two areas. And maybe we would say that in a place where we don't fill in love, because still we could be miskarev, and then the shapach will circle. I'll read it inside.
Vayin v'simen tafishon beis, I would say, perish from a shakas of a tur, delomir and love luchachmir, fine. To have a kismuchin, al tita the fire starts to love a kismuchin. Don't misunderstand the tour as saying that love always works by just pulling together things. Love is mamish kasasum, it's not smuchin. Like I'm a love kimarech kasasum, I'm a yosef. Elomar, the love of kulei hai lahachmir kasasim of the sukkah of the tzchach potl lomrin. We don't say love of kasasim by tzchach potl. Ela kasasim mariyah for love of tzchach potl. Aval b'yesh beis tzvachim psul. V'od beis tzvachim psul of an am avir. Tells us this example. Yesh li stopik, the love of ikasmuchim nam yamin. Maybe love of nam ikasmuchim. Maybe it will work.
We don't say love of kis. You generally love of kasasim. That's what the Rishonim say. That comes out of the Gemara. But says the Prima Gadim, in a case where you can't say kesasum, you don't say love of the chumra, maybe we'll say it kesamuch, i.e. we'll be able to attach these two tzvachim and ignore the airspace between the two tzvachim and the two tzvachim is chach potl. So the only point I'm trying to highlight here is that A, generally love with kesasum, which I think, like I said before, is pretty obvious, but more interestingly is that when you don't say kesasum, there might be another track of Lavud kisamuch, and the Prima Gadim, based on Tosfos, says maybe that's what's going on. We have two tefachim of tzchach potl and two tefachim of tzchach potl and avir v'emsa. We're not going to say that becomes one huge area of psul, but maybe we'll say we can mitzayef the two psulim, the two tefachim on each side, and ignore and kind of bring them together to create one psul of a dal tefachim of tzchach potl, the pasul of the
sukkah. Why would it not also fall under this rubric of lavud
kisamuch? So there is a whole question whether you say love l'hachmir. It's not so obvious. But it could be when we say in lovely love lahakmi, that only means we don't say love lahakmi to create a psul, i.e. if you have two fucking tough puzzle, if two fucking avim, we won't make this all psul. That's love lahakmi. But here you already have the psul of four fucking exists. It's just there's a heftic binayim. So to, if we learn the heftic, we will say it. Because love with kasamul is not as, it doesn't have the same deep rule as love with kasamul. Love with kasamul just means we can bring together two things. That might exist. So this concept of love because almost does exist, even the halakha, it's just not the classic love. Yes.
Okay, you mentioned that two and two is kosher.
Two talking is possible, and two avir is kosher.
What about, I thought, doesn't it say somewhere like it might just going to break up your...
There's a question of it's altanei kula. I'm ignoring that issue. Let's say it's not altanei kula. Meaning this question of avir in general, it's altanei kula, might break up the sukkah. But that's, I'm not getting into that. It's a good...
And also, I just want to remember before, I didn't get test. What was the share in the Arzlaner?
The difficulty I have with the Arzlaner is that he claims that this, in this case, the reason ain't only... because you're pulling it. Because here it's not a problem. Here you're pulling all the stuff to this direction, and here it's just the wall continues. But I think the wall continuing, that's not an akuma. That's not love.
No, but you're pushing the wall.
No, but then your sukkah is only six fucking wide. And sukkah has to be, it's a sukkah tana.
Can you sit here?
Can you sit here? So we're going to talk about this later, but the passage is you can sit here. So it's hard to say that it's as if the, I mean, someone Rishon holding the on Zofan Akuma. So again, the way to get out of it, just to me it seems a bit odd. He doesn't really relate to that. That was my difficulty. But if it doesn't bother you, okay. Okay. So that's really the first issue I wanted to highlight, that Lovewood, generally speaking, is Knis Malek, it's also. But there is another concept of Lovewood as Niskare, with the Rishon, with the acronym called Samuch, or the Rishon called Sa. It's both Rishon and the acronym called Samuch. They generally reject it, like the Rishon does, but the Oros HaNer says it's one day in Amoraim, and the Prime Minister says, well, halacha, maybe we should be choshish for it, and when it comes to two tefachim of tzach pasul, and next to two tefachim of tzach pasul, that's divided by Avir, maybe in that case we should say, well, because samuch, the pasul, the sukkah. The second issue I want to discuss is what does it mean that love is in his mouth? We say it's Nismali. What does that mean exactly? Isn't Nismali mamish? Nismali mamish? Or does it just mean that we have the right to ignore it? So for example, let's say you have over here a wall, you have four tefachim wall, another four tefachim here, and here you have two tefachim of avir. So this is a kosher mechitza. Is it kosher because we really look at it as if it's sasum? Or is it not? What do you mean it's sasum? It's not sasum. You're allowed to ignore any hole that's less than three tefachim. So I saw Rav Moshe in a tshuva is chayker is chakira. So number eight, hine yesh nisafik b'halacha the love of inemra the nechsha kesasum or the eno kesasum ach nemra the insoich ligdor yoser the yesh tim nechitza kshein b'achor gimol tefachim is a kesasum, what I would call sasum amish. Or the ain so chlik the yoser. You don't have to fill it in. You can just ignore it. Yeah.
Is it possible that it's actually something mamish? Since you have a tefachal tefach, tuma goes through.
Well, the Gemara already talks about that tuma might be a separate halacha, kach nemra halacha. So Gemara daf yudches. So when you say tefachal mamish, you are raising an important point. Can you say it for one tuma, not for another tuma? It wasn't sasum mamish. It's not mamish. I mean, but al pi halacha, the gabi hilchas mechitza, for hilchas Shabbos or hilchas sukkah, etc. We'll say it's kesasum. It's not so mamish, but it doesn't mean we're ignoring it. The second side is the hechatesi in the mechitza asara. It's not true. You just can't have a mechitza that's possible. Mechitza that has a hole less than three is a kasher mechitza. But it's not that it's kesasum. It's still it's a subtle difference, right? You hear the difference?
One more time.
My mamish doesn't mean that you tell a joke with the yeshiva guy got married, built a sukkah, came in and there was a cat sitting on the table, and his wife, he asked, well, how did the cat get in? She said, well, you see there's a hole over there. He said, what do you mean? It's lawful. So, I'm not talking about you know, a person who, like, you know, views the Isha Halacha, you look at the Lavud as this, like, you know, it's Mamish, you know, say Rav Moshe once he finished davening and there was somebody else still davening on the side, and, like, they had to go, and the Mechitza, I can't ask why the guy's davening, you know. So, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Kiyasasum. The Chaf is important. Kiyasasum, not Sasum Mamish. Even the Kiyasasum Mamish is with the Chaf. Okay? Or, no, it's not Sasum at all. It's just LPP and any whole lesson three we can ignore. But there's no Chayt Sasum. Let me flesh out some Nachminas, maybe I'll illustrate the Chakir a little better. You see, the Moshe is trying to be Chaykir this, right? In the actual Kiyasasum, then there's a Chaf there. When I say Mamish, I'm not saying Mamish. I'm saying Kim Mamish, Kiyasasum Mamish. Or you're just ignoring the whole. That's the Chakir. So the first few Nachminas, I admit, aren't so Mukhrach. So I'm not sure how much I'll flesh out the Chakira. Later ones I think are more Mukhrach. I'm just bringing them initially because I think they're touching an important point in terms of this whole concept of Lavud. So first of all, first Nachmina, what does Lavud actually mean? So we're probably familiar with Rashi and Daphdalid in Sukkah, who deals with this. Rashi and Daphdalid in Erevin also, he says the same thing, just a little clearer, as I quoted here on the sheet. Erevin Daphdalid, but Sukkah Daphdalid also, Sukkah Samad Aleph. In the Erevin is Amud Beis, Dalet Amud Beis in Erevin. Lashon Lavud says Rashi, Kigo Kamo Snif Davar Kasar Shosifu Alav Herichuhu. It's like an extension. Lavud means an extension. Whereas there are other Mepharshim who give different explanations for it. So if you look at the Ksav Kabbalah in Akron, he writes Lashon Lavud Kolomar Hischabrus Hischachtus. Hischabrus Hischachtus. The evidence is that, you know, his chabrus v'isachus could have been an explanation for the mad amar that love is kasamuch, that you're just like pulling together the two sides. But he's, I assume, not working with that understanding. But basically, what I want to suggest, I'll try it on the board over here, we have kisasum, or is it efshar v'isale? You could just ignore the whole. So, Rishon Mina here, Perush Amila, what does it mean? So if you say, like Rashi, that, you know, it's Kisnif Dabar Kata Shasifu Allah Birichu, to me it sounds more like it's Kisasas, right? Whereas the other side, what I quoted here, named the Ksav Kabbalah, that Lashon Yitzchabrus, like I said a second ago, that might not mean Ksatim at all. That might not be Nismale at all. That might be just Samuch, that you're pulling it together. But certainly I think it's possible to say that it means that you can ignore it. Right? If you did it, it's Nischaber, Yitzchabrus. You can decide to ignore it. Possibly the Ulai, all right. Ulai. Haksav, Ekav, Bo. Achminas. What is the shear of Lavud? So we're familiar with the shear of three tefachim. But the Gemara in Erevin says there's a Deah in Tanaim, Shem Gamliel holds that it's arba tefachim. If you look at the Gemara here, verse number 11, so is it Pachas v'shlosha or is it Pachas v'arba? The Yerushalmi, verse number 12, gives a Sfara for these Tanaim. Chachami holds a shlosha, kidei aviras adam, the amount of room a person can squeeze through, three tefachim. The Yifei Naim thinks it's a mistake. So far, it's really the Kiyas Kadim, that's what we're familiar with. But either way, it's a certain amount of area that people or animals can squeeze through. So if it's less than that, it's considered sasum. I guess when we speak animals, we're not talking about cats, you know, or mice. Manda Amar Arba Kidei Makom. It's a sheer makom. Arba is a sheer makom in many areas of halacha. Arba tefachim on the Shabbos and the like. So, is it totally in a practical consideration? Can a person or an animal squeeze through, or is it considered in the function of a halachic reality a sheer makom? So, how might you be told on this? Maybe Dinah?
Well, if you're stopping things from going through, it sounds like it has to be successful.
Right. That's what I was thinking as well. But maybe here the sheer is gimel. Because it has to be, how can you say tzatzum? No, again, it's about handling. Well, the mice are going through either way. But you might say, we don't care about mice, we care about people. You know, or we care about, you know, bigger animals. Whereas, if you say, the question is, can you ignore it? So you might say, until you reach Shir Makom, you can ignore it. It's a halachic question. Can you ignore it? It's a halachic reality. So for Tzvachim, you can't ignore it. Right? Shir, Dalet, Tzvachim. So I admit these first two, I get more of just, you know, suggestions. But I wanted to bring them because I think they're just important in terms of the Yesodos, what the word means and, you know, what the exact Shir is. I want to put a couple more now because I think a little bit more Mukhra. Yeah?
How does that fit in, like, Shir Bekidi and Bokimbo with, like, the fact that it's Allah on Moshe Mishina? Like, couldn't that be a bar almost?
Well, I mean, you're asking an important question. When it says that Allah on Moshe Mishina, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's no bar as, you know, in terms of how to apply it. You know, could be the halacha of Shetina is that a certain makom you can ignore. What's the shir? So Chazal, you know, not just like we have psukim and Chazal say interpret them, right? Master Hakasul b'Chachamim. So does that concept also apply to the halacha of Shetina? I'm not sure. I think that potentially it could. The way you apply the halacha of Shetina, you know, it was nitan for, you know, how can there be a machlokas about it? We know the Rambam says there's no machlokas to the halacha of Shetina, but there is a machlokas. So it could be that there's, you know, room to for Chazal to define it and apply it.
Okay, the thing is looking at something chacham and svar, that you wouldn't say just svar is alone that if a din can't fit through that it.
No, you might say you need the halacha to tell you this din, and then Chazal apply it. That's what I was thinking, but I'm not sure. It's a good question. It really requires more analysis about what halacha interesting is, which I'm not going to do right now. But it's a topic for a chabura if you're, you know. Okay. The Seder. Third Nafkamina. Can you say lavud if something is being mafzik? In the example here with the wall, you have some air. Four tzvachim here, four tzvachim here, you have the air. So the air, you say lavud. Let's say you have something here that's, you know, problematic, that's being mafzik. Can we still say lavud? So what does that mean? So, for example, the Rashba in Erevin talks about an example of a korah that is being matir a mahu. You have over here the cross section. The mahu ends over here. And you have over here a korah. The problem is, the mahu ends, there's a child in the Gemara, if the beginning of the korah is what matir, walk till here, or can you walk till here? Can you walk under the area of the korah? Meaning, the area under the korah, you know, part of the mahu or not. So Gemara says, according to Madamar, the outside is matir, then you can walk under. But if the korah is outside the mahu, it's not directly above the end, it's outside, then you're stuck. Why? Because this is supposed to be matir, but this isn't inside the mahu. It's too far out. That's what Gemara says. So the Rishon asks, what do you mean? But just say mahu. What's the big deal? Just say mahu. Right? It's lesson three talking. So the Rashba quotes Tosfos is saying you can't say lavud in such a place. Why can't you say lavud? Because what's happening is that the outside chud of the korah is there's a hefsek between this and the mahu. What's the hefsek? The korah itself. Again, I'll read you the language. Says the Rashba, you go probably be hamatir. My usher leima lavud the ha'ein barocha v'korah el tavak. V'yishar v'sein v'sar fasim sha'amru. The shiny hacha chakora mafsekin. So amu lavud elav she'ain davar hamafsek in a sign. Ve'ena bekuvim ve'ena. So the question the Rashba deals with is whether you can say lavud or something is mafsek. I'll give you a different example. It's more relevant. Shri Begadim, verse number 14. Vize lechi rochok be pachos megibol tzvachim mekosel. V'neim keresh and ati asheru. Yesh omrim the pasul psuma mashihu. The apakab kesar tami leinin shir mikol makom mashihu v'lomrim lavud. Meaning, again, you have a lechi, or let's take a wall of a sukkah, it's easier. You have two parts of the wall, and you have three tzvachim, you have two tzvachim here, two tzvachim avir, great. Shoyim. But let's say you stick in a piece of an asherah. If you stick in a piece of wood, so then it's fine, because then you'll say love it to here and love it to here. So if you see a piece of asherah, the asherah, you can't say love it to the asherah, because the asherah is supposed to be burnt. Again, it's a little bit of a circular story. It's supposed to be burnt if he's not there in the first place. So he tries to deal with that. Again, I don't want to get into all the bogged down in details, but this question is a theoretical question, which I think is understandable. Can you say love when something is maftik? So in the case here, it's the korah being maftik from the
tzara chitzon, tzara pnimi. You have a case of a lechi where you have a piece of wood of an asherah tree that's being mafsik between the lechi and the wall.
So the unfortunate debate whether you can say lavan when there's davar hamafsik.
What do you tanya? If lavan is kasasul, then what? Maybe. Why? Well, maybe you won't say well. But if it's a question of ignoring the space, so ignore the space and ignore the Asherah tree. Ignore the space and ignore the you know the front of the or the back of the Korah.
Why not not if you're in Kasasam? Like,
you're not able to close it up.
But why? I mean, why? That's how you said he's Masasal. It's not clear that you can't close it up. You're saying Allah might say you could not close that up. Everyone agrees to that?
Also, lights are not telling.
Or whatever, meaning
he's assuming not. He's in the stopping of it. And he decides that maybe you won't say it. He actually told it, and we don't have so much time, but
there's a sugya nafdala, which we're all familiar with. It's a chakak, right? You have over here a sukkah that's only 9 tefachim high. So what do? You deepen it 1 tefach. This is the 9 tefachim, this is 1 tefach. Sukkah is kosher. The sukkah has to be 7 tefachim here. Why? So the question is, can you stay lavan? Can you sit over here? Can you sit over here in the sukkah? So the Fimbarim thinks this is also a question of davar mashi. Can you stay lavan through the ground? Can you stay lavan through the ground? Anyway, yeah.
I'm just thinking. The case of the Korah,
yes.
Maybe it doesn't make sense at all for the guy to have the sound just ignore it. Maybe definitely when you have like maybe a nechisa, so the gap. But by the Korah, like the dinner that has to be over the mumble, so you can't just like feel like someone can work that side and say just like.
You know, all the parts that you're bringing up, I think are true. That sometimes it has to be nicker, and you know, the whole point is the hacker. So if it's maybe off, you can't say you can't fall in love with every area. In a chinam. So those are local parts.
I'm saying only one part of the love that doesn't.
One side of the lava, namely
one of your studded out of Eshelis Alim might not apply to the Korah.
You can't ignore it?
Yeah, it has to be there.
Oh, you're saying it's something. I'm saying that if it's Davar Mafsik, it's Kasasu. If it's Kasasu, you can't say it. If it's in Miss Alim, you could miss Alim. So you're saying maybe you can't miss Alim because there's something there.
I'm not talking about the Asherah tree. I'm saying with that. Forgetting the Asherah tree, I'm saying maybe love that in terms of that. Actually,
the
time, what doesn't even make sense altogether by
the Korah? Because, you're saying exactly what I'm saying. I'm suggesting that, in general, by Davar Mastik, the more you think Kasasum is harder to apply, because something, having to say Kasasum is Mastik. Whereas it's a question of ignore it even if it's there. And you're saying, what do you mean ignore it even if it's there? If it's there, you can't ignore the space. You can't ignore the space. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not talking about the Davar Mastik. I was talking about.
Okay.
The case of the
Korah.
This
is the case of Davar
Mastik,
isn't it?
Oh,
the question
to
is, according to the, right, the question is, can you say...
Okay, but so even forgetting that,
yeah.
I'm saying, if you would look at Lovelet as an Esher Lassalim, I don't think that like makes sense altogether.
Uh-huh. Okay, here's the time. Yeah.
I think this is interesting
about
other things, but
yeah.
Actually, if you could say with Davar Mastik, you would say like, the half kosher, half kosher, half kosher.
Yeah. Potentially.
Other examples, more sukkah oriented. Like I said, this is a general principle, it applies to Erevin and Shabbos, v'chulei, but in terms of the world of sukkah, can you sit under the area of the skach that is kosher as a lava? Right?
Yeshiva tachas halava. You're sitting in the sukkah. So you have a sukkah here, and you have some skaf kosher, and you have some other skaf kosher, and you have over here two tefachim of yachir. Can you sit over here and learn or eat or whatever? Certainly learn, but the question is, can you eat?
That was actually related to my question in the form of like I was going to ask like, if you hope you can't tell me how possible to say if you bring them closer, then obviously you would get up under what you're saying, right?
Wait, if you say some,
I'm not bringing closer. If it's done, it's part of me. If it's like,
if
So the question is, even within sasum, this is general law of kesasum. Is it kesasum like mamish, or is it you're just ignoring it? Meaning, that's why we have three tzadim. The tzad of samuch is a different tzad altogether. And I mentioned before that maybe you're just kind of pulling together the pieces. Here, it's a question of the standard tzad it's mismale, right? What does mismale mean? It's mismale kesasum, and it's mismale that you can ignore it. I'm not clear. I'll tell you after. I'll talk to you after. I think we have 5 minutes. I want to just finish it up. I hear a picture of Yonatan here, sitting and eating in the sukkah. He's sitting under the space. Is that okay? So this is a machlokas. Look at the Yerushalmi very briefly. Verse number 15. Yerushalmi brachos. The last line. He says the sukkah ain Yerushalmi tachta. Right. The lashon of the. I'll just read it. Tanana Hikam and Sikh when the Sana Shah Swakim Sula, Pakas we can Ksheira, Mao Lishan Taktov, Hate Bitzabal Yashiv, Hari Tit and Nariu Mashlim Mukba in Shimabo, Paka Mashlim a Sukha of Ain Shane Taka. It's Mashlim Sukha, it's only a Sukha of six, of Tsakim of Skak, and there's one type of Avir. It's a kosher of Sukha. Mashlim, Veino Yeshane Taktov. And that's how Rashi understands the Gemara in Sukha of Yeshane Taktov. And it says Rashi, says number 16, whereas Tosfos there on the Futeh is quoted differently. If you look at the last line, Nira Kitzvan, the Gashin and Hassam, Avir, and Saris, Big Yishane Tasa. Tosfos assumes that you can sit under the area of Lava. So what do you taina? If Lava is Kasasum, should you be able to sit under it or not? Mutalation. Whereas if you say the question of Isa'ale, maybe we're ignoring it for the Kashra Sasukkah. The sukkah is a kosher of sukkah. Does that mean you could sit there? You're not sitting inside sukkah. Ulai lo yeshev. You shouldn't sit there. Another nafkamina, just very briefly, Rav Moshe, I mentioned before, raises this topic, and he talks about this nafkamina. He goes back to the question of love of emtza schach, question Yonatan was interested in before. What's the svar to say that you don't say love of emtza schach? So Rav Moshe has a very bechidish. I don't get into the whole thing. I also don't fully understand it myself. But basically, he's mechadish that the schach has a din of a dope. What do you mean, lavud and schach? Lavud is a din of the fanos, in the fanos, mechitza, right? Din of mechitza. The schach is a din of a mechitza. That's what Rav Moshe is mechadish. And that's why lavud works by schach, because it's a dope, it's a mechitza. Says Rav Moshe, well, just a second. It's very nice that it's a mechitza, but you also have to sin self sukkah. So are you sitting in self-sukkah or not? Right? Are you sitting in self-sukkah? So Rav Moshe argues that if you hold as kesasum, like I said a second ago, then you're also sitting to tell sukkah. But if you hold that it's you're just ignoring it, so you can ignore it, but it doesn't mean you're sitting in self-sukkah, and that's why you can't sit. Now why that works on the side versus, you know, on the side, that's, you know, the same problem I had with Orach Laner. You can look here, it's just number 19, but that's Viter, another Nafkamina, right? Minatzad, sorry, Be'emsa, right? Be'emsa. So if it's Kesasum, fine, sit there. Well, it works. But if it's Efshel Yisrael, maybe it shouldn't work. And then you have to Mechal between, you know, Minatzad and Be'emsa, which I don't fully understand. Another Nafkamina is really running out of time. If you skip down to source number 21, the Gemara on Daf Zion spoke about that you need two walls in a sukkah, and the third, what's the third? Anyway, remember what's Lashon? Tefach. And where are you mounting the tefach?
Less than three
tefach. Less than three tefachim. So this is kilu four tefachim. So simple understanding, what you should assume that this becomes four tefachim. Because four tefachim, the four tefachim is enough. That's part of the halacha of Moshe Sinai. Shtayim, kilu tefach.
We also need four tefachim.
So there's a tefach, yes or no? The chokas in the Gemara. Okay. Says some Go'onim, I have a quote here from the Ritzkiyas, that this tefach is a full dofen of Shiva. Why is this tefach a dofen of Shiva? You have lavud over here, and you have lavud over here. Lavud over here? Where's the lavud to? So, does it make any sense to say lavud's nowhere? This isn't the stop that's Sukkot Tana, or even if it's Sukkot Tana, there's no wall here. Where are you saying lavud to? So if you hold lava means you're ignoring it, So it doesn't make any sense to say that what the Gaon is saying. Even if lo is kasasum, then you can even potentially suggest that you can say it's kasasum even in nowhere. And we don't usually say this. It's the day of the Gaonim. We can say lo is nowhere. Lo is nowhere. I think only makes sense if you say kasasum, right? Lavur b'li tzacheni. Can you say lavur if you're not going to a different, you're not attaching to anything? So kasasum ulai kein. If it's lisale v'adai lo.
Another minute. If you go back, there's a question of saying lavur when you want the whole. Today it's a halakha on the mitzvah question. You build the sukkah under clotheslines. So the clotheslines are less than three tefachim. So can you sit under the clotheslines? You have five clotheslines. That whole area is possible because it's lavur. So the question is, you take lavur l'chumra? Maybe not. Let's say you do say lavur l'chumra. So if the Zalman applies the Sfara, found in Rishonim, then maybe if the hole is there intentionally, you want the hole, you can't say love in such a case. It comes from a Ritzva in Erev in Avyud, he's talking about or Asla, if you have a toilet bowl. So the hole in the toilet bowl is very important. If you didn't have a hole in the toilet bowl, it wouldn't really work very well. So the question becomes, can you say love in such a case to be Ma'alan Tuma? You talk about Tefa, not pre-spotting, but why do you have to have this whole lundus? Typically, the whole pasuk says shloshah lavud dami. Just say lavud. Some say you don't say lavud by kelim. Okay. How about I guess that's toilet bowl is not mechubal karka. Aval yesh lomer. Second answer. The bedavar omed lios pasuach laolam v'nasa lekach inol lavud. You don't say lavud by a davar. It's omed lios kach.
So again, this might be talin in the chakir, it might not, but it might be talin in the chakir. If lavur is kasasum, so you say davar haome lios pasuach, it's made that way, you want the whole. Can you say lo sasum? Lo ome lavur. Whereas if it's a question of ignoring the whole, maybe you can ignore it sometimes, even though you want it, but sometimes you can ignore it, potentially. It might not be a stira. It's a steer to say that you want the hole and it's awesome. It might not be a steer to say you want the hole, and sometimes they can ignore the hole. It might not be a steer. So we saw here, just briefly, two major questions when it comes to the word lavud. Firstly, what is lavud? Is it nismale, which is the pashas, or maybe it's niskare?
The Aruch HaNer suggests it might be a machlokes amorayim. The halacha, the idea of niskare still exists, according to the Megadim, and the halacha l'maisi, if two talking of tzach pasul, then Avin, another two spots of possible, you might say Niskar if the possible to look up. And then that was another question, even within the world of Nismale, is Nismale mean Kisasum? Or does Nismale mean you could just ignore it? And I mentioned a couple of Nafamina, some were more Mochach than others. I think all were relevant to the topic of the love, but like I said in the beginning, it's a big topic, and it certainly there's more to say.